Welcome to the DevOps Lab. Are you curious about ARM templates? Do you want to know how template outputs work? Join me and Pierre Roman next time on the DevOps Lab. Welcome to the DevOps Lab. Today we have a very special guest with us, Pierre Roman, who's going to be teaching us about ARM templates and specifically about template outputs. Hey, Pierre, how's it going?
Hey, Abel. I'm good. You?
Doing all right. So yeah. Really quickly, tell our viewers who you are and what you do.
Okay, I'm Pierre Roman. I am a Canadian and a senior cloud advocate. I focus on the operation, migration, operation of data centers and hybrid environments, and that's the community and the areas that I focus on.
Okay. So today we're going to be talking about template outputs. Can you explain to our viewers, like, what are they and why would I want to use them?
Okay. Template outputs can either have no value or a lot of value depending on what you're doing. If you have a very long ARM template that deploys your entire environment, then outputs are not really a big thing. If you have multiple templates that are deployed either through a linked template or through a pipeline, then how do you pass the information from, let's say, your storage account, the URL for it, the storage account name, especially if you're using variables to generate unique names, and also the access keys. How do you pass that to other processes in your pipeline or in your other linked templates? And that's where outputs become very, very useful.
Ah, so that kind of makes sense to me now. So then with my outputs, I can pass whatever values, like you said, dynamically generated values for maybe a storage name or a data, whatever, and I can pass it on to either other templates or to my pipeline or to other things.
That's right. So the output section basically uses the reference ID or the reference function in the ARM language to get information from any resources or runtime resources that you've deployed during the deployment and pass that on as a JSON to the next process.
Got it. Cool. You got something you can show us, like how this works?
So if you're looking at this particular JSON or template, it's just a basic storage. And I have and my output here. And in this one, I'm passing the storage account name because my variable that I created is a concatenated variable using the hash of the resource group that I'm deploying into, just to ensure that it's always unique. And my storage endpoint, so it's going to be all the URL for the file share, the table storage, the blob storage, and so on. So I can pass that on to other resources. And of course, the storage key, because if it's coming from outside, we want to be able to pass the SAS token to be able to access the information that's in that storage account.
Got it.
If we were going to deploy without any outputs, then you'd end up with, and I've already pre-run this, just make sure that it takes not to take too long. You'd have to go through that entire JSON to figure out what your, do I have the right one? Yes. What the parameters are.
Okay.
However, by using output, once we've have it deployed, we can actually go to the deployment. We can go to the deployment and in our results, if you will, we have the output section that actually gives us the information.
Oh, that's pretty cool. Okay.
So it's always available to you through the portal, but we want to make sure that it's available to you through automated process. Because really, if you're building a CI/CD pipeline to deploy your infrastructure, you want to be able to use those. So if we are building a pipeline, so in this case, I've got a very quick pipeline where I'm deploying using the ARM Azure Resource Manager template deployment task. I've just added at the end a deployment output, and I'm sending all of that JSON to a variable called output storage var.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yep. But now it doesn't do anything because, okay, I've run it. I've captured it. Mm-hmm. I've captured my little blob of JSON, but I don't have individual variable. I don't have the individual what is the storage name account or what are the URL and what are the account key. It's just one big blob of JSON. Mm-hmm. So we have to pass it through another process to actually parse it.
Got it.
So I've got a PowerShell script that I've written in the past. Mm-hmm. And I can open it here just to show you what it does. It basically takes the parameter that we're passing it, which is our output storage var, mm-hmm. and actually just converts it from JSON and then runs through each of the objects in it and will actually write the output and actually write a environment variable or a pipeline variable that can be used with next tasks or next steps.
Ah, very cool. So
okay. While it's running, those variables are accessible to the pipeline. Once the pipeline ends, those variables are gone because you don't want to be storing, for example, access keys or anything like that without making sure they're protected in secrets.
Sure.
So if we are looking at our template here and I run it, or a pipeline, no, sorry, not our template, go to our job. Hopefully it doesn't take too long for me to actually get an agent and start the processing. Sure. But once the processing is started, it's going to take the template, apply it. In our case, because it's already deployed, it's going to be fairly quickly. It just makes sure that what I'm trying to deploy is the same as what's already deployed. Mm-hmm. Once that's done, it's going to pass the variable to our PowerShell environment. Mm-hmm. And the PowerShell script will then parse it. And the way I've written it for this particular demo, it's just going to write it out to the console. Cool. So it's already done. So if I go to my log, I can see now that I have my storage name with my storage name, my storage endpoint with all of the endpoints that I have. Yep. And of course, my storage key at the bottom. And I'm not too worried about blurring that out. That demo will be deleted before this goes to publication.
Right. Cool.
So now we're all done. We've got our template environment. We've got our deployment. So if I refresh that, I'll have an extra one, which is this one. And I can see that my outputs are also there. So I've got the outputs both in the portal, in our pipeline variable, so they could be used by other tasks. Mm-hmm. And if I was going to run them in a linked template, it would just be in a matter of using the reference function to reference the past template with the variable name that the output provided.
So if I'm going to be using this in another template, right, I can pass this over to the to my next ARM template. Is there a function that can parse that really quickly for me?
In an actual template, you don't really have to.
I don't have to parse it.
No. Let me share my screen again. Mm-hmm. Basically, it becomes just a reference. So you reference the linked template from before, mm-hmm. dot output, dot variable, resource ID, dot value.
Ah, of course. Got it.
So if you're using it within a bunch of linked template, you don't mm-hmm. have to worry about parsing the JSON. The language or the template's language actually understands the objects that is being passed from one to the other. You only have to parse it when you're doing it in a CI/CD pipeline because all it returns is that JSON blob.
Giant JSON string. Got it. Okay, cool. Man, this is great information. In an earlier episode, I was talking about how ARM templates, it's a lot more like a language than just JSON.
And yes.
Yeah, I freaking love this. I think output variables really continues on this theme, right? So having output variables now is super useful. I loved how you showed using it within a pipeline. Thank you so much for this information, Pierre. This has been awesome. If you need more information about ARM templates and also about output variables, or not output variables, I'm sorry, template outputs, check out the links below and join us next time on the DevOps Lab.